South Sudan women's team, the Bright Starlets, will play in Group B and face off against Zanzibar, Ethiopia and Tanzania. Their first match against Tanzania is Thursday. Head coach Shelene Boysen says the Starlets should not be underestimated.
I think we are very positive. We are full of optimism. We are a new team. So I think for us, we have a lot to prove. But also, you know, like the girls just enjoy playing football. And I think that is something that we really need to take to the next level. The fact that they love playing football and we shouldn't be putting so much pressure on them that it drags them down to the level where they cannot perform.
Boysen says the players do not have much experience playing big international games, which is a setback heading into this year's CECAFA.
That is what builds a team culture at the end of the day. Winning cultures comes from having won regularly at, you know, big tournaments at this level. And I think these girls are pretty much challenged in that they haven't played a lot of international games.
Boysen has added 7 new players to her 23-woman squad, including Ye Joint Stars striker Deborah Luka, who scored a total of 36 goals in both the South Sudan Women's League and the South Sudan Women's Championship Tournament in Juba last year. Luka also scored a hat-trick in her debut game for the national team against Sudan and netted another in the return leg in Khartoum. Sam Dante, a sports analyst based in Juba, says the new players will add quality to the team.
I've seen some new faces from Kenya, new faces that have been brought in, the likes of Deborah for Ye Joint Stars, who is a good finisher. Mariam, who is for Ye Joint Stars also in the midfield. They have brought in a number of players. And Nibol also from Awil, which I've seen is a formidable team and a team that can at least compete.
Dante says South Sudan, which ranked 6th in the CECAFA region, goes into the CECAFA tournament as underdogs, but if they get points from either Ethiopia or Tanzania, who are ranked 1st and 3rd respectively, the Starlets may qualify to make it to the knockout stages. Boysen, who has been testing and assessing her players' performances for weeks, says she cannot set expectations high, but is hopeful the Starlets will score some upsets in the tournament.
I mean, these players have the talent. It's just to get everything together. The structure of football that we want to play, the types of players, the perfect combinations. If we can get that right, then I think we have a good chance of actually shocking a few nations.
The CECAFA tournament kicks off on June 1st in Njeru, Uganda. Host Uganda will compete against Rwanda, Burundi and Djibouti in Group A. South Sudan ranks 177th after participating in the COSAFA Championship Cup in September 2021 and after back-to-back wins in friendly matches against Sudan. For VOA News, I am David Monodanga in Washington, D.C.